Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to today continue our conversation about the mission of the Spirit. We've been talking this week about the mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, emphasizing in particular the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and the central place it plays. Because, I mean, at the heart of it, friends, Christianity is about a new life. It's being born again, in the words of Jesus in baptism. He said, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is really God himself, the life of God, living with God, living according to God's purpose and plan and the destiny he's prepared for all of us. And it's a kingdom that's ruled over by his Son, his beloved Son, the King. And what heaven really is, friends, we have these different ways of speaking about it, that the Lord spoke about it. He said he came to establish the kingdom. He preached the kingdom of God. That's the rule of God, the reign of God, the will of God, the transformational reality of what comes from entering the kingdom of God that we've been speaking about over the last few days. And at the heart of it is the work of the Holy Spirit. The recent popes have talked to us a lot about what the scripture says to us about what we've inherited in this gift of the Holy Spirit, who we've become now by virtue of our baptism and being baptized into this new life in Christ. We're able to share in the glory that belongs to the Lord. I remember Father Joseph Fitzmyer, in a book on St. Paul's theology, wrote some beautiful things. It really touched my heart when he described it. He said, the glory that Jesus received. Now, remember, the beginning of the week, if you didn't have a chance to join us, I just want to mention and remind those who did hear it that the heart of what we've been talking about is what the Catechism describes in 690, paragraph 690, is that Jesus Christ, Christ means anointed, that Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Catechism said the Spirit is the anointing of Jesus. And everything that occurs from the incarnation on derives from the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the presence of the Son in Jesus. It says, when Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. He communicates to them his glory. That is the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. So the Holy Spirit has glorified Jesus, who's entered into the presence of the Father. Now he's the Lord of all. He's the beginning of the new creation. And that same action, we participate in that action, and our life is headed toward being glorified with the Holy Spirit, fully glorified as we enter into the presence of the Father. And to live in the kingdom means to live in the full glory of God. And even now the kingdom is breaking forth in the lives of those who are baptized into Christ and who are alive to his promises and are living fully and surrendering and yielding to the Spirit. Too often, Christianity, Catholicism in particular, I think, is lived like a moral striving, that it's a matter of just fulfilling certain duties. And you will it. I'm going to will it. I'm going to have that goal in my life. I said yes, so I'm going to do it. Now, there is a willing that needs to go on in our lives when we become followers of Jesus. We yield. We say, yes, I want to do that. But we know the flesh is useless. Jesus said, and only the Spirit gives life. Jesus said he does everything the Father commands him to do. Jesus said to hear his Father's voice and to respond to him and obey him as his very food. And that's the Spirit. That's at work in Jesus, making present the Father's voice, the tender voice of the Father, the commands, the leadings, the promptings. And Jesus is yielding to them. And then he's yielding to what the Father wants to do to manifest his kingdom through signs and wonders. Jesus yields to them. And it's a manifestation of the presence and the outwork of the Holy Spirit that's entered the world through Jesus. And Jesus establishes his kingdom in that way. And that's the pattern then we are all baptized into. That's why Jesus would say, you will do even greater works than I did. Some of the saints, think of some of the saints and the extraordinary things they've done, but not just the saints, the official ones that have been recognized by the church, but I've seen in the smaller S, ordinary Catholics in different parts of the world, God's worked profoundly, powerfully. And I remember a story of a man in India who a young man was entered the seminary, and his name was Brembai. I think that's how you pronounce it, and it's in English, I think it's brother love, I think. And he was a simple guy, and he was asked to leave the seminary at a certain point because the academics were just too difficult for him. And so he did. You know, he was saddened by it, but he knew the Lord had a plan for his life, and a number of years ago, probably 25 years ago, maybe now, 20-some years ago, Ralph Martin was in India, and he had a chance to meet him, was introduced to this man, a very short, small guy, and he ended up following the leading of the Holy Spirit in his life. He loved to share the gospel with people, and he was in a part of India that was populated mainly by animists, and there was a strong resistance to any other kind of religious perspective. And at one point, he was sharing the gospel with them, and it was dangerous, it was difficult. And at a key time, when he was talking to some leaders, and there were police officers present because of the sensitivity of the moment, he was presented with a child that had died. A mother or a parent had an infant that was dead, had just died earlier in the day or something, and asked for prayer, and he prayed over the child, and the child came back to life. And everybody was overwhelmed. And many of them, in the moment, asked him to pray for them because they saw a sign and a wonder. St. Paul, it's interesting, in Romans chapter 15, he says in his own words, this is how I brought the Gentiles by God's grace to obedience, the obedience of faith, to receive the gospel. He said, through words and deeds, through signs and wonders, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul knew that his whole ministry and mission was empowered by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And this man, Brother Love, went on to share the gospel with thousands of people from these tribes. And the bishop was describing to Ralph the amazing reality over a period of 5, 6, 7 years, like 3,000 or more had entered into the Catholic Church through RCIA. They were baptized into the church and they were converted because of this man. Now, he didn't have what it took academically to become a priest, but he was mighty in the Lord, mighty in the Lord. Why? Full of great love, full of great hope, full of great faith. And he knew the power that St. Paul, we've been talking all week about the apostolic prayer of St. Paul. He said, Father, that we would know through the eyes of our hearts, they'd be enlightened. The heart would see at its core the hope that's within us, the inheritance that's ours in the saints, the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe. And he knew, Brother Love knew the great power that was in him, not his own, by his own resources. The Lord always chooses what's weak in the world, it seems, in the eyes of the world, to do even the greatest things, because he doesn't need us. You know, the flesh in these areas, in the work of salvation and transformation and holiness and new life and the building of the kingdom of God, the flesh is useless. He said, that is the dimension of our self-will. You know, I'm going to do this. It's me, you know, and it's about me, and I'm going to build something. And instead of a radical, humble surrendering to the Lord as a child, and you know you're already filled, you got nothing to prove. You've been filled with the life of God, and now you're just making it your aim to follow his lead like Jesus did with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And we're called to do the same thing, and it's such a glorious and beautiful thing. And friends, one of the clear realities that one of the graces of this generation, really for the last 100 years across the world, one of the most significant phenomena in the Christian church is a renewed outpouring of the grace of the Holy Spirit. There's literally, in the Catholic Church, the recent popes have talked about it, you know, the importance of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. What is the baptism in the Holy Spirit? The baptism in the Holy Spirit is a renewal of baptismal graces and the renewal of confirmation. If you were baptized as an infant, you were plunged and you were baptized into the life of Christ. And the old man, an original sin, was put to death, and a new man, a new woman, a child was raised. You were born again by water and the Spirit. But as Jesus showed us and the apostles showed us, the Christian life begins there, but it doesn't end there. It's the beginning of a living, vital relationship with the presence of the Holy Spirit, who Jesus said would speak to us, who'd reveal to us who he is. We'd be able to see, he would empower us with his gifts. And the church has been teaching this again and again, but this grace of really over 100 million Catholics who were baptized, as I was, I would just say in my own life, I grew up in a Catholic family, went to church most Sundays. My family went every Sunday pretty much. And until I was in high school, I went every Sunday. And then at different times I would not, you know, to my shame, I would skip out and not do it. But I didn't live with an awareness, the immeasurable greatness of the power that was in me. I had no clue. And I wasn't very interested. which was also foolish, but that's where I was. And I have to say, that's where a lot of my friends were. I didn't know what I didn't know. And I went through 12 years of Catholic education, and I didn't know what God had actually done in me. And it was as much my fault as it was anybody's. I didn't pay attention to it. I didn't try to understand it. I was mainly interested in pursuing all the things I wanted to pursue. And so I was yielding to the flesh. I was saying, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I wasn't hungering for God. I wasn't seeking God. And Jesus said so clearly, the Father loves to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. But asking means what? Asking means really from the core of our being, Lord, I want to know. Lord, send me your Holy Spirit. I want to live the way you want me to live. I want to understand reality the way you understand it. And I don't want to put anything else in front of it. And, you know, to give anything else a higher priority. And to the degree that I need to, Lord, I ask your forgiveness. Help me, Lord. I want to turn to you now. That kind of heart, I didn't have that heart for a very long time. And by God's grace, through difficult circumstances and his work in my family and my mom and my siblings, some of my older siblings, the Lord woke me up. And here's the kind of things the recent popes have talked about regarding being yielded to this new Pentecost, which is what happened in us in baptism, but it's meant to look like in life, like the new Pentecost that's described in the Acts of the Apostles, really living with a manifestation of the Spirit at work in our lives in many different ways. So here's Pope Paul VI saying, way back in 1972, he said, more than once, he's saying, have asked ourselves, what is the greatest needs of the church? What is the primary and ultimate need of our beloved Holy Church? We must say it with holy fear, because as you know, this concerns the mystery of the church, her very life. This need is the Spirit. The church needs her eternal Pentecost. She needs fire in her heart, words on her lips, and a glance that is prophetic. St. John Paul II, in 1992, he said, be open to Christ and welcome the Spirit so that a new Pentecost can take place in every community. A new humanity, a joyful one, will arise from your midst. You will again experience the saving power of the Lord, and what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled. Pope Benedict XVI in 2008 on the day of Pentecost, celebrating, said, today I would like to extend this invitation to everyone. Let us rediscover, dear brothers and sisters, the beauty of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let us be aware again of our baptism and of our confirmation and sources of grace that are always present in our lives. And then finally, Pope Francis, he was talking to leaders of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, the movement where a lot of this awakening came through. He said, you, the Charismatic Renewal, have received a great gift from God. Your movement's birth was willed by the Holy Spirit to be a current of grace in the church and for the church. The Charismatic Renewal is a great force meant to serve the preaching of the gospel in the joy of the Holy Spirit. I expect you to share with everyone in the church the grace of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So it's a renewing of the grace given in baptism, and baptism is what unites us to the explosive reality of the gift of the Holy Spirit that flows from the glory of Jesus Christ, the head of this new race of people who's siring a people in the Spirit, Paul talks about, a new creation in the Holy Spirit that begins in baptism, but it's meant to be a life lived dynamically. I want to talk about this more tomorrow and what it means concretely and how we can receive it more fully in our own lives. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.